The continued destruction of structures is designed to reclaim the Nairobi rivers besides saving human life. Interior and National Administration Cabinet Secretary Professor Kithure Kindiki said the government was working on saving human life from destructive stormwater. Reclamation of the Nairobi River's riparian reserves will boost security for communities living around. He further explained that the exercise will also eliminate the use of riverbanks for the manufacture, sale and consumption of illicit, toxic and harmful alcoholic drinks, peddling of narcotic drugs. The protection of the rivers led to the destruction of the hideouts of dangerous criminals who have been using structures erected on inaccessible riparian reserves to plan criminal activities and to retreat there after committing crimes. In a press statement, the CS said the exercise of unclogging, draining and rehabilitating the natural waterways of the rivers is set to commence shortly. He warned security officers against using violence or otherwise mistreating members of the public. The public, he said, should be allowed to vacate structures which are the subject for removal, and to retrieve the goods. Riverine ecosystem trees will be planted, and recreational facilities established on both sides of the riparian reserves to be accessed and used by members of the public for free, read part of the statement. The government, he explained, will utilize paid labor drawn from local communities living along settlements contiguous to the riparian reserves. He added that seedlings for the regeneration of the riparian reserves will be purchased from local community-based organizations, CBOs, and youth groups to empower the members financially.